Don't miss out on your chance to listen to four-time Super Bowl champ Charlie Weiss on the only podcast solely devoted to everyone's favorite position in football, the quarterback. Listen for free now by subscribing wherever you get podcasts or by going to celebrityqb.com.
Welcome to the Fantasy Throwdown Podcast, bringing you the latest in sports news, fantasy analysis, and opinions. Don't forget the hot takes. Can't have a sports show without hot takes these days. What about hot cakes, though? I want some hot cakes. Now here's your host, ready to jump into the thick of things, Dwayne Callender.
All right, folks, welcome to the show. We've got a lot of NFL action that just transpired. We just had a wild finish to the Cowboys-Redskins game. I'm going to bring Cam on in a few minutes because he's hot. He's hot right now, folks. He is so hot right now that like I can't even let Cam talk right now because he is so hot. But basically what we've got here is a case where you've got the Redskins who – are literally the Redskins are probably the second to worst team in the NFC East. I mean, they're right there with the Giants in terms of how bad they are. However, the Redskins and the Cowboys found themselves in the position to take over first place in the NFC East because of the fact that the Eagles managed to lose to a Carolina Panthers team that literally sleptwalked through the first three quarters of the game today. Because I watched that full game today, and the Panthers literally could not be bothered to play that game outright until the fourth quarter came around. That's how pitiful Carolina was through three quarters, and the Eagles still found a way to lose that game. So this was...
No, actually, hey, by the way, real quick, before I'm going to cut in on there. The Cowboys decided to lose, so it's definitely worse than Carolina. So, there you go.
So, to segue into this game, this was pretty much as lackluster of a primetime game as you can get. CBS actually paid money to transfer this game in to be their national game of the week.
I saw that. So bad. Oh my God. Yeah, I mean, hey, by the way, this is the disclaimer for anyone listening to this podcast. I'm going to cut in on so many parts, so you better shut it off now. Because it's going to be a bad one.
Oh, boy. So, I mean, literally, this game featured multiple fumbles, multiple cases of receivers not running the proper route, offensive coordinators that I honestly... Jay Gruden, and the fact that Jay Gruden and Jason Garrett are still employed as head coaches in the NFL, it's actually comical. Because we've got an actual division here. We've got three offensive coordinators that aren't very good at their jobs. Because Pat Shurmur is killing the Giants offense right now. You got Garrett, who just basically claps and runs a high school offense.
Yeah, no, he's like a clapping monkey, dude.
And then you have Gruden with the Redskins, who basically checked down the ball at every single instance. Honestly, the Redskins offense is basically check it down some more, and then in case all else fails, check it down again or take a sack. The Redskins do not throw the ball deep down the field. Alex Smith
It's so terrible, dude. Like, I bet money line on this today. It was like the easiest. Like, all they do is check downs, and then you just got to cover AP. Like, I don't know what else you do.
Well, this was the comical part. Chris Towson was injured for this game, so. Realistically,
exactly. So you just cover the middle.
I mean, and you guys still gave up a touchdown to Capri Bibbs. That was fantastic.
This podcast is going to be disgusting because I'm going to be. Oh, keep going, dude.
Yeah. So in spite of all that, Washington found itself up for a vast majority of the game. They took a 10-point lead off of a strip sack fumble of Dak Prescott on the 2-yard line, which again, I don't know what the play call they are running.
Exactly.
Because realistically, there was no chance for Dallas to actually convert a first down on that drive. It was just a chance to hand the ball off to Zeke and just punt the ball away. What Dallas was trying to do on that drive made no sense whatsoever. Dak gets stripped. Redskins recovered a fumble in the end zone to go up 10. And at that point, the game was almost over, except for the fact that Washington cannot actually convert first downs because all they do is check downs. So, in spite of all the things that the Cowboys did wrong in this game, the Cowboys still had a chance to come back, and they made a comeback. Dallas actually opened up the playbook and got some underneath routes going to Cole Beasley, which is what they should have had going the entire game, but that's a whole nother matter.
Or feed Zeke, dude. Like, what are you doing? He had 30 yards in the third quarter.
Yes.
Like, are you kidding me?
Yes. Once again, the Dallas offense decided that not giving your best player the football was the best course of action because Ezekiel Elliott, Cam, do you want to guess how many touches Zeke had today?
I don't because he probably had 15. He had 13 in the third quarter. It was disgusting.
So in the grand scheme of things, Ezekiel Elliott, and I'll double check the numbers again, but my unofficial count, he had gotten up to 20 touches, which is incredibly lackluster considering he is your best player and you struggled on offense the entire game.
Dude, I'm so pissed right now. Here we go.
So, Cam, I'm going to let you take over because I'm getting my primetime lineups ready. But I will let you have your cathartic moment and talk about how lousy your team played today because you should be ashamed of yourselves.
Dude. Oh, my God, dude. So we beat one of the best defenses by, 35.
Yes, you did.
We exposed them. You exposed
the Jacksonville Jaguars, who also managed to lose to the Texans today. But that's a whole nother matter. I'll get into that later. But you go ahead.
Terrible. I mean, your best receiver. You pass to Cole Beasley. You pass it or pass it to Zeke. Do anything. Basically, here's my summary. It's a quick. Do what you did last week. decided to do nothing what we did last week. So,
It seemed like a great idea to do pretty much the opposite of what would normally be recommended.
the game plan last week just got burned in a fire. His dog ate his homework, dude. I don't even know. What? Oh, dude, I'm so pissed. This is the worst thing ever. Fire the whole staff. Kill them all. Kill them all.
I mean, these are strong words, Cam. But I wish I could say something that would be uplifting about your performance tonight, I can't.
There's nothing uplifting besides Dak, ran for, two first downs. Woohoo. Are you kidding?
Which again, he only ran for those two first downs because the play calling was so lousy that there were no wide receivers open, so he had to run for two first downs.
It's so bad. Kill them all. It's so bad.
Is there a particular reason why your offense is incapable of running any wide receiver sets that require, option routes? Because there are no option routes on your routes. It's
RPO, dude. Run an RPO.
Whoa. We don't do RPOs in Dallas, Cam.
What did we do last week? Just freaking retard?
You did a hybrid offense. It's not an RPO. It's a hybrid.
anything that they call, I'm just going to... No. This is so terrible. Oh, my gosh. I'm just going to get on a rant right now. It's going to be bad. Hate all of them. Cole Beasley, He was wide open half the time. Our tight ends were open half the time. Like, what are you doing? Like, what is the play call? Pass to Allen Hurns? Like, no.
No. Allen Hurns. Cam.
And then Gallup, he can't catch a ball. He has, like, freaking brick hands, dude. Get him off.
Well, hold on, Cam. I will say Gallup did actually run one nice route. And he burned a corner. However, why Allen Hurns is still getting play calls for him, I cannot fathom.
Why is he getting play calls? He should. It's disgusting. Like, I want to throw up right now. That's how disgusting this offense is. Like, how I just don't understand how you can beat the Jags by like 30, and then all of a sudden, no, we can't even beat the Redskins. It's like we can't even go. Like, the only way we can win is like because Jerry pays the refs at home. That's the only reason.
And then we get a
supposedly false start, which I think was offsides, which is whatever. But I mean, and then, dude, are you kidding me?
Okay, so basically, to explain the final sequence of the game, the Cowboys drove down the field into field goal position. They got a 47-yard field goal all set up. It looked as though the Redskins jumped offsides, which would have made it a 42-yard field goal. The referees instead rule a snap infraction on the center, which moved the ball back 5 yards to make it a 52-yard kick. Brett Maher, your new kicker, hooks it. The ball is literally traveling. It's hooking, but it's got enough distance on it, and it looks like it's going to make it. Instead, it hooks a little bit further at the very end and hits the goalpost, and it would have been good from 47. Would have been good from 50, but from 52, boom, right off the goalpost.
Oh, my God, dude. Oh, it's so disgusting. Like, this is what it feels like to be a Cowboys fan, everyone. So, Jesus Christ. Oh, let's start talking about something else, dude. I can't do this, dude.
All right, so
it's so bad.
All right, let's get into the Sunday Night Football matchup because I'm doing showdown lineups for DraftKings and FanDuel. So we got the Chiefs and we got the Bengals. This one is so the Bengals are 6.5-point underdogs coming into KC. I kind of like this matchup for the Bengals because you had the Chiefs lose last Sunday night to the Patriots. This is kind of one of those trap games where you could see, like, the Chiefs' defense is still going to be hot garbage. So, realistically, this game kind of comes down to what can the Bengals do on offense to not screw this up? Because I think that this is a case where the Bengals should be able to move the ball freely against the Chiefs' defense. It's just a matter of who's going to get the targets on the Bengals today. And I think this is a big game for A.J. Green. I know I've been kind of beating the drum on A.J. Green, and the performances haven't quite been there just yet. But, you know, I don't really see a situation where, you know, it's not going to be a big night for him. Because, again, I think A.J. Green and Tyler Boyd can have monster games. And I also think Mixon can have a big game tonight. That's the thing against this Chiefs team because, you know, realistically, you can have the Chiefs score a bunch of points, and yet still the Chiefs would end up in a spot where it could come down to the last drive of the game. So I think even with a 6.5-point spread, I think that's too many points. I think the Bengals actually cover this one, and it's probably going to be a victory for the Chiefs, but it's only going to be about 3 or 4 points. And I still think that it's a one-score game with Cincinnati having a chance to actually steal this one.
So who do you think is going to go off today?
So in terms of so let's get
Dave, you can't say Mixon is going to get like so. You think Mixon is actually going to go off? I mean, he could.
Yeah. So here's the way I kind of look at it. on DraftKings, because you also have to factor in the salary lineup for the captain spot. So on DraftKings, you're going to pay up 1.5 times salary. So ideally, you would want to try to be able to fit in AJ Green, but AJ Green normally price is going to run you $9,200. With the captain spot, AJ Green is going to be around $13,800. Technically, you could still do it, but I think it limits you a little bit in what you can do. But I'll
start. But I'm saying you've got to play both quarterbacks today.
Well, see, here's where I kind of differ on that one. I think you can play. I think you can play Dalton. I'm thinking most of the public is going to be so on Patty Ice at this point. This might actually be an opportunity to fade him if you're playing tournament lineups.
All right, let's hear it.
So, in terms of the lineups tonight, and
well, if you fade Patty Ice, then you got to play Kareem Hunt. Then,
well, that's the thing. So, if we play both quarterbacks, so if you got AJ Green in the captain spot at 13,800, you play both quarterbacks. So Mahomes going to run you $12,000. Dalton's going to run you $10,600. I'm looking at a case where, you know, you can look at Tyler Boyd, and you take if you run Tyler Boyd, you take Randy Bullock at 3,200. So Boyd's at 7,400, Bullock's at 3,200. That leaves you about 2,800 for the Chiefs defense, which you don't want. 2,600 for the Bengals defense, which you still don't want because it's still going to be high scoring. And you can do a flyer on Chris Conley at 2,200, and maybe you hope he gets into the end zone on a red zone target from Mahomes. Hey, Throwdown Nation. Are you at the bottom of your fantasy league wondering what is going on with your quarterback? Well, I think I've got a new show that may just fit the bill for you. The show is called Celebrity QB, featuring 4-time Super Bowl champion coach Charlie Weiss. Unlike other football shows, you'll get the inside scoop on all things quarterbacks to get your burning questions answered, such as, is this the year Tom Brady finally looks his age? Can Aaron Rodgers actually play a full season on one healthy leg? And can Dak Prescott actually lead the Cowboys to a Super Bowl in spite of Jerry Jones? Coach Weiss and co-host Steve Stroud have got you covered on all things quarterbacks. Listen now on Apple Podcasts or any major media platform. Celebrity QB, everyone's favorite position. That would be that would be an AJ Green build.
Yeah, but would you rather have a Tyler Boyd or AJ Green?
I actually like both today, because I think the way you're going to attack the Chiefs secondary is just by throwing through the air. Now, if you want to do a mixing spread, basically the way your lineup's going to look, essentially, is you're going to start off with Mixon, and you could still fit in AJ Green, but this is where the run script is actually going to flip it. So you're going to do Mixon, AJ Green, Kareem Hunt. You could still play Patty Ice, and then you play both kickers.
Yeah, but if you play Patty Ice, that's the tough part. I mean, I don't know. I mean, I think it's gonna be a high score. So what is it? Here, let's see. The over under is 56.5. I'm betting over on this.
Okay, so if we're doing the over on this one and we're doing a lot of offense, all right, so let's
No, I'm asking you, so would you bet the over or the under?
If I'm betting it, I actually think it's going to be under tonight. And the reason why I would say under tonight is that the Chiefs have had so many, like, high-pitched games. I think Andy Reid's going to try to dial it back and get Kareem Hunt going.
Well, so either way, like I said, like, Kareem Hunt is going to be the way.
Yeah.
Like, no matter what.
I think the Bengals are going to want to speed it up. I think the Chiefs are going to want to dial it back. That's the way I kind of look at this one.
I get what you're saying, yeah. But I'm just saying, this game is going to be nasty. I love it. I'm doing Kareem Hunt in my captain spot.
Uh-huh.
That's all I got.
Oh, okay. All right, so basically, the way I was looking at it, so if we're doing that kind of game script, and it's going to be the Chiefs, like, kind of, the way I'm looking at it, slowing it down, I would say Kareem Hunt, if you're doing Kareem Hunt captain, then it's going to be a mix of Mixon, Green, Boyd, you run Dalton out there, and I'm probably thinking, you know, you do a punt on... like a Spencer Ware getting a goal line carry, like it, you're trying to do something a little bit different, so you're fading most of the public. If you don't want Tyler Boyd in there, you can downgrade to Uzomah at 4,400, and that'll leave your room to add on a kicker, either Bucker or Bullock, or if you want to do another receiver for the Bengals. That you could add on John Ross, because John Ross is coming back off of injury. So if you think some of the targets from Boyd are going to go over to Ross, that might be another way you can do it.
But would you rather have Mixon, though?
I like having Mixon in the lineup. That's just me. I actually think Mixon has a great matchup against the Chiefs, because from a receiving standpoint...
No, I agree. I'm just asking. So would you? How about this? I'll change it. I'll change the subject. Well, would you rather have AJ Green or Mixon?
Ooh, that's like splitting the baby.
Exactly. And like, if you had to choose one, you can't choose both.
If we only choose one, I might actually just side with AJ then. But I do think that they both have a good shot to both getting touchdowns tonight. That's the thing.
No, I agree. I'm just wondering, like, that was a question. Do you want AJ or do you want...
Yeah, if I absolutely only had to have one, AJ yeah. Green's the safer play. The only thing is, AJ Green's also going to be the chalkier play as a captain, but I do like them both.
So, is Tyreek Hill going to get a bomb today?
I don't think so. Like, the Bengals secondary is actually good. I think, if anything, Tyreek Hill gets some underneath passes, but I don't think he gets the bomb over the top. I think it's more likely Tyreek Hill draws a penalty than the Bengals allowing him to catch a bomb, if you get where I'm coming from.
No, exactly. So I feel like Kelsey's going to have a big game. Him and Kareem Hunt, I feel like over the middle, are going to have a good game today.
Yeah, I mean, that is definitely a possibility, because the way I kind of see it unfolding is that, you know, and this is like just kind of one of the game scripts. So, like, if you do a case where AJ, if we're fading Mixon, you can do a script where it's AJ Green, Kareem Hunt, Uzomah, John Ross, Kelsey. And then you have your choice of either taking Dalton or Patty Ice as a QB.
And that's the hard part.
Yeah, I just think that Mahomes is going to be so heavily owned that if you're doing cash games, you know, you're doing Mahomes. If you're doing tournaments, I think Dalton's the better play.
No, I agree. So if we're playing tournaments, let's talk tournament. So who would be your captain if you're playing tournament?
If I'm playing the tournament, I kind of look at Mixon and say Mixon should be the play if you're doing a tournament. Because, like, Mixon as the captain is going to be fewer than anyone else. I think Mahomes as captain is going to be still big on DraftKings. I think AJ Green as captain is going to be big on DraftKings. FanDuel, I think it'll be a weird mix of different players. But the reason why I think it's going to be more people on even with the high salary on DraftKings, I still think the general public just looks at it and say, I got to have a quarterback as my captain no matter what.
So basically, you're playing one quarterback, not two.
I mean, I'll have some lineups where I have both quarterbacks, but realistically, I think you kind of have to fade either Dalton or Mahomes, and because Mahomes is going to be mostly chalk, I think Dalton makes sense here.
I agree. I think you have to play Dalton. Like, if you're going to win a tournament, you're going to have to play Dalton. And then the thing is, who do you play after that, though?
I think with that, like, you got to surround him with his receiver. So if you're playing Dalton, you know, you're going to need A.J. Green, one of his receivers. And I still think Mixon can either run for a touchdown or catch a touchdown pass, because the Chiefs, like, they can give it up either way. They're bad both on run defense and pass defense. So I think it can happen either way. That's why I think, like, Dalton is just one of those guys that you need to have in the lineup, because even though Mixon can run it in, I still think it's very possible that he catches a touchdown pass underneath from Dalton.
Yeah, exactly. So, but the thing is, so let's see, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. So here's what I'm thinking right now: Hunt, Boyd, Bullock, Dalton, Kelsey, Mixon.
So you have Hunt, Boyd, Dalton.
Hunt is my captain.
Okay, Hunt is captain. Dalton.
I feel like he's gonna go off today.
And you took Bullock as your kicker, and who else was in it? Mixon and
Dalton and Kelsey.
Wait, why am I not seeing the money for that? Hunt is captain. Dalton. Boyd instead of Green. Gotcha. Okay. Yep, you got cash for that one. Yep.
Yep, I'm just saying, like, there's only $100 left after you hit that, but that's why I'm asking you, what do you feel about, you know, that? And
I like your train of thought with that one, too, because realistically, it gives a decent spread of the way the game flow can go with this one, and Kelsey has a decent shot of being a top pick. I think you're gonna still see some people do Kelsey as captain. I wouldn't be shocked by that one either, because I think if you're gonna fit both quarterbacks in, Kelsey's probably gonna be your captain then.
Yeah, but so that's what I'm saying. So would you rather have Kelsey as captain or Kareem Hunt?
I think it's more likely that Cincinnati keys in on Kelsey, though. So I agree.
So that's why I'm asking.
Yeah, because I even though you save the money, I still think that it's more likely that Kelsey gets clamped down on. It's just that, you know, if they concentrate on Kareem Hunt, then that's where it gets a little bit more interesting. But you know, I just think that this is going to be a very interesting slate regardless, because there are at least like 8 different scenarios I could see for this game, how it can go down offensively. And, you know, more often than not for the NFL game, like, you know, you only have like about 4 or 5 scenarios where offensively how a team can win. Both of these teams are so dynamic that they have multiple ways they can attack you. So, like, I can't necessarily say who's automatically going to be a lock, because, again, you got good enough play callers on both sides of the ball here that it can actually flip on a dime.
Oh, easily. And so that's the thing. Like, you could get a little bootleg or something, like, on Tyreek Hill and get, like, an 80-yard touchdown.
Yeah.
Like, that's kind of scary.
Oh, yeah. Tyreek can still be the guy who breaks the slate on this one. It's just that I think that Cincinnati has, like, there's not a whole lot I actually trust Marvin Lewis on, But, like, being prepared for an athletic player is one of the few things I will actually trust Marvin Lewis on. Defensively.
No, exactly. I agree. But. We'll see. So what's your lineup? Like, your main one?
Yeah, so the main one I'm rolling with is, for tournaments, I'm actually still going to go with Mixon, Boyd, Green, Mahomes, Uzuma, and Bucker as the kicker.
So who's your captain?
Mixon is the captain.
Not a bad plan. I like it.
Trying to win the tournament, Cam.
Oh, Lord. I just still can't get the Cowboys out of my head, so this is, like, getting bad.
Yeah. All right, Cam. Let's wrap this one up, because I got to get this uploaded for the folks. But, I like to say something encouraging about the Cowboys, but let's be honest. It is what it is. You guys dropped a game that, yeah, no business losing.
Exactly.
All right. Well, that does it for us. I'll probably do the Week 7 recap tomorrow night, folks, during the Giants game, because that one should be just an absolute dreadful affair. But, yeah, I got to cover it. All right. Take it easy, folks.
It's the most talked about position in all of sports, the quarterback. And now there's a show solely dedicated to the most sought after role on the field, Celebrity QB, featuring four-time Super Bowl champion coach Charlie Weiss. Unlike other football shows, you'll get the inside scoop on all things quarterbacks. Like, is this the year Tom Brady finally looks his age? Will dating Danica Patrick distract Aaron Rodgers?
I mean, he's dating Danica Patrick, Charlie. We're interested in that, you know?
Well, I mean, Tommy's got Giselle. I'll take Giselle, okay?
Is Dak Prescott good enough to win a Super Bowl for the Cowboys? Which rookie quarterback has the best shot of making a positive impact in 2018?
How about intellectually, Charlie, as far as what they ask the quarterbacks to do now?
The game has changed, but the pressure that's put on quarterbacks, and it always been put on quarterbacks, is tremendous.
Join Charlie Weiss and co-host Steve Stroud on an all-new podcast from Lasting Media, exclusively about quarterbacks. Subscribe now at Apple iTunes or wherever you listen to great podcasts. Celebrity QB, everyone's favorite position.